Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, December 6th. Israel is allowing more fuel into Gaza, but said it would be a, quote, minimal increase and hasn't given specifics. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the Security Cabinet approved the move to prevent a humanitarian collapse and disease outbreak in southern Gaza. This comes as the U.S. has been putting pressure on Israel to allow for more fuel. And in an exclusive interview with CNN, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel is taking important steps to better protect civilian lives, but noted more needs to be done.
So what we're seeing is areas clearly designated by Israel that are safe areas where there's not going to be firing or the military. So that's positive. On the other hand, there's more that has to happen that needs to be done. We're on this with them every single day.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres formally referred the situation in Gaza to the UN Security Council today, invoking Article 99 for the first time in his tenure. The rare move is used when a situation, quote, may threaten the maintenance of international peace and security, and Guterres urged members to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Israeli officials slammed Guterres as biased against Israel and called for his immediate resignation. Senate Republicans blocked aid for Israel and Ukraine from advancing in a key vote on a national security spending bill. The vote fell short of the threshold needed to proceed. Republicans have insisted that foreign aid be paired with major border security policy changes. Here's Democratic Senator Chris Murphy.
Republicans have to understand that we are not going to shut down the border completely. We need to at least have the ability for people fleeing terror and torture to come to the United States.
Senate negotiators are vowing to continue to try to reach a deal. Three people are dead following a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus, and police say a fourth is in critical condition. Here's what one student told CNN affiliate KVVU.
So I was sitting outside, I was just having breakfast, and then I heard three like loud booms, and everyone was like, oh, what is that? And it was kind of ignored, and then two more, and then police showed up, and I ran inside. And then it was kind of okay for a second, but then after like 2 minutes, boom, 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 more shots.
Authorities say calls about a shooting near Beam Hall came in just before noon. Police say the suspect is dead and that they haven't identified a motive. The sheriff says police aren't identifying the shooter until they notify their family. But a law enforcement source tells CNN's John Miller that the suspect was 67 years old and a former college professor. Nevada has become the third state to charge individuals for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. A grand jury in the state has indicted six individuals who acted as fake electors for Donald Trump, including the chair of Nevada's Republican Party. That's according to the state's attorney general. CNN's Kyung La has more.
Trump lost Nevada in 2020 by 33,000 votes. Joe Biden won Nevada's six electoral votes. The document they signed that day became part of a charade seeking to undermine voters' faith in democracy.
The six are facing felony charges and could face years behind bars if convicted. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, 10 fake electors disavowed their attempts to overturn the 2020 election as part of a civil lawsuit settlement. Up next, round four of the GOP presidential debate. Hey, we're back. The four Republican candidates who qualified for the GOP presidential primary debate went head-to-head on stage in Alabama tonight. But frontrunner Donald Trump skipped out again to attend a super PAC fundraiser in Florida. During a Fox News town hall Tuesday, Trump sidestepped a question about whether he'd abuse his power if reelected. Chris Christie called the other candidates, quote, timid for not discussing Trump on the debate stage. He also sparred with Vivek Ramaswamy and defended Nikki Haley.
This is the fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. This is a smart, accomplished woman. You should stop insulting
her. So I'm going to take this.
Here's how Ramaswamy responded.
Chris, your version of foreign policy experience was closing a bridge from New Jersey to New York.
Yeah.
So do everybody a favor. Just walk yourself off that stage, enjoy a nice meal,
yeah. And
get the hell out of this race.
That's a wrap. Come back at 6 a.m. Eastern for more news.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.